Let's see if we still remember this greeting. The Lord's peace be with you. Oh, that's bad. It's a very classic Christian greeting, except we don't really do it in this church. But if you go to Anglican one and so on, you get the... I'll just say, the Lord's peace be with you. Sometimes it's strength or whatever. Then you reply with, and also with you. Let's try this again. The Lord's peace be with you.
And also with you.
Today we continue the sharing from 1 Peter.
今天早上我们看的经文是, 彼得, 前书。
The assigned verse for today is actually just verse 8 to 9, but I would like to read from verse 6 onwards because it's one whole continuous thought.
我会从第六节开始读。
But the main focus of the sermon will be from on verse 8 to 9. I'll read in English, 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Now in the passage that we have just read, I'm troubled by a few words in the passage.
在刚才我们读到的经文中，当中有几句话让我深感不安。
And the words that I'm troubled by are the words now for a little while.
就是那句暂时或一会儿。
It says now for a little while you have to suffer grief of all kinds.
就是现在暂时你们要在悲痛中。
It's troubling because when you think about it, when you're in grief, it's never just a little while.
可是当你在悲痛中，那种滋味是漫长的。
This little while often feels like forever.
从来不感觉像暂时。
So what is a little while really?
那什么是暂时呢?
It's the sickening feeling that you get when you're asked to put on hold.
当你在电话那端等候时，那种滋味是不好受的。
That's a little while. Please hold on. Our operators are busy at the moment.
请稍等，所有的接待员都在线上。
We'll be with you shortly.
我们将尽快与你联系。
Except it's never shortly.
那稍等往往不只是一会儿。
And how much of this little while, how long this little while is, also sometimes depends on the context.
你的忍耐限度也取决于当时的情况。
If you have a toilet emergency,
如果你急着要上厕所,
then your little while can be no more than 5 minutes.
你可能只能等上5分钟。
If you have a mouth sore, like what I'm feeling now,
如果你有口腔溃疡,
then a little while sometimes you know I'm going to give it a week.
这暂时可能是需要等上一个星期。
Many of our old people have this kneecap operation.
如果你有那个膝盖手术,
a little while will be about a couple of months.
那一会儿可能会花上几个月。
Recently, we have, you know, let's say when you have a personal financial difficulty, like you suddenly go into debt.
如果你有个人财务困难,
a little while can mean a few years.
那暂时就可能意味着好几年。
But when we have, let's say, airline tragedies or let's say a country economic crisis and depression.
但对于, 飞机罹难还是经济衰退的国家,
I was reading how, you know, Korean Airlines recently recovered and so on. It takes more than a decade.
那就, 可能要等上好, 十年左右。
Everybody knows that yes, there is inevitable hardships in life. We are prepared for it.
大家都知道生活中有, 不可避免的困难。
And depending on the context, you will give it, you will prepare yourself for a little while.
并根据情况，你可以预备自己面对那, 一会儿。
Now, what makes this a little while bearable is that you know you have this, you prepare yourself, there's this expectation that eventually the grief will be over.
我们之所以可以忍受一会儿的等待，是因为有期望。
And it only becomes truly torturous when a little while, after a little while, comes another little while, and another little while.
真正的痛苦是那一会儿演变成一段又一段更漫长的等待。
And nothing upsets me more than after a little while on the phone, And then they say, sorry, we are still busy, you have to call back later.
最惹怒我的就是在、啊、我在电话那端等了很久的时候，最终换来一句，对不起，我们仍然无法接听您的电话，稍后再打来。
The little while that Peter is talking about here refers to the wait for the ultimate revelation of God.
彼得在谈论的暂时指的是等候神的启示。
We'll come to see that this is a major theme in Peter.
这是一个很重要的一个彼得想要说的主题。
In verse 5, he tells us that we are waiting for the coming of the salvation that will be only be revealed in the last time.
第五节说到，以至于那预备好要在末世显现的救恩。
Verse 7 repeats the point, telling us that we will eventually result in this praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
第七节重复，能在耶稣基督显现的时候，被看为是可以得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵的。
Verse 10 again, it tells you of the grace that will eventually be coming to you.
第十节，这救恩，那些预言你们要得着这恩典。
Verse 13 again, telling you that Jesus Christ will be revealed in his eventual coming.
十三节，耶稣基督显现时。
So in our Christian faith, yes, we believe there will come a time.
所以在我们的信仰当中，我们相信会有一段时候。
At the second coming of Jesus Christ, when yes, the salvation of God will finally be revealed and completed.
在耶稣基督的第二次降临，当神的救恩会完成。
As a salvation work, it is a done deal.
这是木已成舟。
But for now, it is not over yet. We are still waiting for it.
但现在这还没有结束。
And in the meantime, what we are feeling now, we are experiencing the little while.
与此同时，我们正在经历那暂时的等候。
Unfortunately, as of 2014, this little while is almost 2,000 years.
不幸的是，在2014年这一会儿已经2000年。
It's like me saying that I'm only a little overweight.
这就好比我说我只有一点点超重。
In the beginning, people will give you the benefit of doubt. Oh yeah, yeah, yes, a little.
一开始人们可能比较慷慨。
But now, after 10 years in ministry, when you still refer to it as a little, people will not and say, yeah, yes, a little indeed.
但十年后，当你还说一点点时，人们会讽刺的点头说，确实是一点点。
I don't think even Peter anticipate that this will be a 2,000 years and counting little while.
我认为即使彼得也没预计到一会儿。将会是超过2000年。
Now, when a little while starts to feel like forever,
当暂时感觉像是永远
，and especially in times of grief,
尤其是在悲伤的时候
，all kinds of difficulties will start to set in.
我们就开始面临各种困难。
You start to have your doubts.
你会有疑虑。
Is it really coming?
是否真的会来？
You have your frustrations.
你会有挫折。
Come on, I'm in grief. Does God really care?
上帝是否真的在乎？
And you start to count your rising opportunity costs.
和计算你等待的代价。
Maybe I should have invested my time on some other things instead.
也许我应该投入我的时间在其他东西上。
Now we deal with some of these difficulties when we were talking about this, the mindset of living between the two marshmallows.
我们已经谈过两个棉花糖的生活。住在两个棉花糖生活中的心态。
Today we will deal with one particular difficulty.
今天我们将讨论一个重大的困难。
And this difficulty, as described by Peter, says that you have not seen Jesus and you do not see him now.
你的肉眼没见过耶稣，如今也看不到他本人。
Peter is acknowledging a very brutal disadvantage that we have in our Christian faith.
彼得是在承认这给予基督信仰一个残酷的不利。
None of us, you have not seen Jesus and you do not see him now.
你没有见过耶稣，如今也看不到他。
I call it a brutal disadvantage because sight and your vision is one of the most important elements in perseverance.
我把它称为一个残酷的不利，因为视觉是持之以恒的最重要因素之一。
Waiting is very much a psychological battle.
等待是一种心理的斗争。
Now clinics and hospitals are actually very aware of this.
诊所和医院都非常了解这点。
This is why they use a number system so that there's something to look at, you know, as you look at the countdown.
数字显示系统是要让你看到倒时几。
Sometimes you can't see the patients, but the numbers is there as a way of telling you that yes, patients are moving along and your turn will eventually arrive.
你看到号码在跳，就知道很快就会轮到你。
And just in case you start looking at the rest of the sick and you start feeling frustrated or anxious,
以免你开始看着周围的病人，感觉沮丧。
Some will occupy your time with magazines and newspaper to distract your vision.
有些也提供了杂志和报纸来分散你的注意力。
These days, some clinics are it's popular for some clinics to have free Wi-Fi so that you can just look at your own phone.
最近，免费无线网络很受欢迎，因为在等待之时，你可以看着自己的手机。
Some hospitals break up the wait by moving patients around.
有些医院甚至移动病人到不同的等待处。
This is actually intentional because when moving you to different locations, it makes the patient feel like, hey, my appointment is moving along and starting on time.
让患者觉得即将轮到他们看病。
Even if a patient has to wait to see the doctor, the delay will feel shorter because you are in the exam room and no longer in the waiting room.
即使病人必须等待，在检查室中的等待比在等待处感觉更快。
Other businesses from a supermarket to banks to restaurants to cinemas all have their own methods to help patients fight this psychological battle.
从超市到银行、餐厅和电影院都有自己的方法来帮助用户克服这种心理战斗。
I let you see my cooking process. You see, I'm cooking. Things are, it's getting cooked. It's done. It's
我让你看到我烹饪的过程。
The noodles are done. You see, I'm doing it. Yes, it's done.
看我正在做。
Coming, making. Some will show you movie trailers.
放映一些电影预告片。
I'll show you why I have to step off the cash register, you know, to do something before coming back.
让你看到我不在收银处的原因。
I do groan internally, you know, whenever somebody forgets to weigh their produce, and then the cashier have to go elsewhere to do the job for them.
虽然有时我会埋怨，当收银员得去称某样物品。
But at least they show you, so that I can see the reason for the delay, and it makes the waiting a bit more bearable.
但至少我可以看到那延迟的原因，减少等待的痛苦。
And conversely, there's nothing more upsetting, you know, when you're waiting in a long queue.
相反的，当你在排长龙时。
And then you see staff at an empty counter with nothing better to do.
但你却看到前方的员工正在闲着。
There are legitimate reasons. Maybe, you know, she's only deals with first class passengers, or maybe he belongs to the bulky packages department.
也许他只接待头等舱的乘客，或者接受大件的包裹。
But you see from all this that waiting is very much a psychological battle.
但确实，等待是一个心理的战斗。
And what you see will affect how well you will wait.
你所看到的将会影响你如何去经历等待。
I say again, what you see affects how well you wait.
你所看到的将会影响你如何经历等待的过程。
But unfortunately, Jesus comes without a GPS tracking system.
耶稣没有一个 GPS 跟踪系统。
He didn't install WhatsApp so that we can ask him why is he late.
他也没有安装 WhatsApp, 所以我们无法问他为什么迟到。
He cannot take a picture to show that he's coming along, he's in the MRT, but he has broken down again.
他不可能拍张照片以证明他正在途中，但地铁又发生故障。
He did give us a sneak preview of himself, but that was already 2,000 years ago.
他曾经让你先睹为快2000年前的自己。
And without a proper queue system, we are not really sure who is next in line to see him.
可是没有一个排队的系统，我们甚至不知道下一个见他的会是谁。
Sometimes in my visitation, in fact, it's quite often, an elderly church member will in great pain will ask me why it isn't her turn yet.
有时在我探访中，有年老病重的会友会问我为什么还没有轮到她。
It tends to be a her because the females tends to be long. Anyway, okay. Then I'll reply to her that you know I'll pray for them.
我回答我会为她祷告。
And see if Jesus gives me a queue number.
看看耶稣是否会给我一个排列号码。
I haven't seen one yet so far.
但至今却没有答案。
So the truth is, you have not seen Jesus, and you do not see him now.
你没有见过耶稣，如今也没看到他。
And this lack of sight makes perseverance really tough.
这确实考验我们的耐力。
Some people I've seen resolve this by getting a picture of Jesus on the wall.
有些人通过照片。
It used to be quite popular, but nowadays maybe less so.
现在就没有这么普遍。
Some try to imagine Jesus by going to see a gospel movie.
有些会去看福音电影。
It helps them see Jesus.
这些画面让帮助他们看到耶稣。
I'm happy if it works for you.
如果这方式对你有帮助，那很好。
But if I may just provide a gentle reminder,
但是如果我可以善意的提醒你，
you might feel a little lost when you're in heaven.
当你到天堂时，你可能会感到很困惑。
Because you keep missing Jesus.
因为你一直找不到耶稣。
You keep missing Jesus because you are looking for an handsome angmoh.
因为你正在寻找一位英俊的洋人。
But you might be disappointed because Jesus is a Jew.
你可能会失望，因为耶稣是犹太人。
And he looks actually more like Woody Allen.
实际上看来比较像演员 Woody Allen.
But what about Peter?
至于彼得，
For Peter, he acknowledges the fact that we have this visual absence.
尽管他承认没有视觉上的这个提醒。
And it's an absence that will only be ultimately satisfied at the final revelation.
这个空缺只能在最后的启示上被填满。
But his answer lies in faith and hope.
他的答案是信心和盼望。
And I call it the vision of faith.
我称它为信心的意象。
Our faith enables us to see what is beyond the visual.
我们的信心使我们能够看到超越视觉上所能看到的。
And you realize that Christianity, unlike folk religion,We do not really use a physical imagery to represent God.
基督教不像民间宗教，不使用物体来代表上帝。
Which is why Jesus has such a boring Facebook and Instagram account.
这就是为什么耶稣有这么无趣的面部和 Instagram 账号。
His followers are not really keen on his selfcast.
跟随他的不热衷于他的 selfcast.
But I noticed that his words gets a lot of retweets.
但有关他的信息却一直被传开。
Because our relationship with him.Are based on his promises.
因为我们的关系是建立在他的承诺上。
We rely on the vision of faith.
我们依靠信仰的意象。
And when we truly love and believe in him,
当我们真正的爱和信靠耶稣，
it is enough to sustain us for the final revelation.
就足以维持我们直到最后的启示。
Peter tells us it is because our faith.Will bring us joy.
这是因为我们的信心会带给我们喜乐。
How does our faith bring us joy?
那我们的信心如何带给我们喜乐呢？
Now in ancient China, most of us know there is this famous general called Cao Cao.
在东汉朝代有一位将军叫曹操。
One day, Cao Cao was leading his army to go and attack the enemy.
有一天他正带领他的军队去攻击敌人。
And they were passing through some drought areas in a hot summer.
在炎热的夏天。
The soldiers were becoming dehydrated, and many were craving for water.
兵士们都严重的脱水，并渴望能够解渴。
Cao Cao let his army have a break and sent a few people to go search for water.
曹操就让他的军队休息，并派几个人去找水源。
However, water is nowhere to be found.
然而四处都找不到水。
At that moment, Cao Cao had an idea.
在那一刻，曹操突发奇想。
He told the soldiers that came back, "Hey, don't tell." Then he starts to say, "Tell all his soldiers, guys, we found. In front there is a plum tree forest, just not far ahead."
他告诉他的士兵有一座梅林正在不远处。
Oh, those were big and ripe plums growing at the tree forest over there.
树上长满了果子。
Oh, the soldiers became excited upon hearing the good news.
士兵一听到这个好消息就兴奋不已。
By imagining eating plums in their mouths began to be watered with saliva, and that motivated them to march on ahead.
通过想象吃果子的念头，这激励他们前进。
Eventually, the army was saved because they sustained themselves long enough to find the water that they really need.
最终这个念头让他们渡过难关，找到他们所需要的水。
And that's how the drink 100 plus is invented.
可能这就是饮料100号的由来。
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. And that's the backstory of the phrase 望梅止渴。
这是成语望梅止渴的由来。
I would translate this 望梅止渴 as drawing present comfort.From your vision of the future,
我认为是从你对未来的意象中得到安慰。
The modern usage of this Chinese idiom is somewhat negative these days.
这句成语的现代用法有些消极。
Some translate it as daydreaming or self-deluding.
常译为做白日梦或自欺欺人。
But I think it's only negative if the dream itself is fake and unrealistic.
但这只限于如果那意象是虚构的。
But our Christian dream, as said by Peter, it is secured by the power of God.
但我们的意象是有上帝的能力来保证的。
And it has already been proven to us through the faith and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
显示在耶稣基督的死和复活。
And so our dream, our end result, it is a certainty.
最终的结果是必然的。
And that is the salvation of our souls.
那就是我们的灵魂得救。
Now, let me take a brief sidetrack to clarify what we mean by salvation of our souls.
我必须解释这里说的拯救我们的灵魂。
An explanation is necessary because the salvation of souls is sometimes quite misleading.
因为这句话可能会让人误导。
Many of us come with a Chinese spiritualist mindset, you know, some like 灵魂出窍 and things like this.
许多人可能有这种中华民间对灵界的概念。
Or maybe you come with a Greek dualistic mindset, you know, the body is evil, the spirit is good, something like that.
或希腊对灵和体的分辨。
Now all this describes a body spirit or body soul separation.
这些都在指肉体和灵魂是两个截然不同的东西。
If you have such a misunderstanding, you might have therefore assumed that the material flesh is bad and only the spirit is good, and therefore in the salvation only the soul so called will be saved, and that's what will be saved in the end.
我们可能会假设肉体是不好的，只有灵魂是好的，所以最终被拯救的只有灵魂。
But the Hebrew tradition has always insisted on a body and soul unity.
但希伯来传统一直坚持身体和灵魂，就是身心的统一。
And therefore our salvation and our resurrection must also come in such a united form.
我们的救赎与复活也将在这样一个统一的形式上。
Although Paul does says that the body might be somewhat different.
虽然呢，身体也许有些不同。
But you, every soul must come with the body.
但每个肉身体都会带着灵魂。
But if that is the case, then why did Paul here emphasize on the salvation of our souls?
如果是这样的话，那么为什么彼得会强调灵魂的救赎呢？
It's an acknowledgement that even though our faith has brought us the full salvation,
这只不过是说明，即使我们的信心已经带给我们完全的救恩，
but you cannot so-called experience it fully because we, as of now, we are still not exempted from our physical suffering and death.
但是现在我们无法完全的体验它，因为我们的肉体还是会遭受痛苦和死亡。
Our body still have times of pain and weakness.
我们的身体会有痛苦和感到无力的时候。
But rest assured that eventually, in our resurrection, it'll be a full and holistic salvation.
但请放心，最终这将是一个完整的、全面的救赎。
Nonetheless, No matter what exactly is this nature of the salvation,
然而不管这救恩是什么本质，
we know that it will only be fully revealed and fully known at the end.
到最后我们才会完全的明白。
As of now, reality remains that we, many of us actually, is in grief, and some of us may be barely enduring this little while.
而现实中，许多人可能正在经历痛苦、艰难中度过这一会儿。
You can't see Jesus.
我们见不到耶稣。
And the wait sometimes feels like forever.
等待的感觉就像是永远。
But just because the full revelation is only at the end,
但是虽然完整的启示到最后才会被揭晓，
it doesn't mean that therefore it means nothing to us now. No.
这并不意味着它对我们现在的生活没有任何意义。
Remember the thirst-quenching plums.
记住解渴的梅。
When we put our focus and vision in the right place,
当你把你的注意力放在正确的东西上，
you can't see it as like really physically visual,
你看不到它，
but you can feel it.
但你能感觉到它。
You feel it through the vision of faith.
通过信仰的意象去感受它。
And Peter describes it as when you feel it, You are being filled with this inexpressible and glorious joy.
彼得描述这种滋味是言语无法描述，充满荣耀的喜乐。
Both of these adjectives, inexpressible and glorious, both of these describes a future reality.
这两个形容词说的是未来的现实。
It is inexpressible because it's so different from our present reality and language.
这是无法描述的，因为它与目前的现实和言语能够表达的截然不同。
And it is glorious because it's so far beyond our current state of affairs.
这是充满荣耀的，因为它远远超出了目前的。
But even though the nature of this joy is a future one,
尽管如此，虽然喜乐的本质是在未来的。
But the experience of this joy is a present one.
我们现在就可以经历这个喜悦。
And this only happens only when your love and your faith in Jesus is a real one, is a true one.
条件是你对耶稣的爱和信心是真实的。
And when it is true, your vision of faith will allow you to so-called take a glimpse of this inexpressible and glorious future, and you can feel comforted now.
你的信心意向将让你看见辉煌的未来而感到安慰。
And this is how we make this little while a little more bearable.
这就是让我们能够更好地度过这暂时。
By bringing forward and experiencing this eternal joy now through our faith.
通过我们的信心提前的体验永恒的喜乐。
And this little while of pain is dissipated by this eternity of joy.
暂时的痛苦将被永恒的喜乐给消散。
Now, I'd like to end off this with a little advice to some of us who might be feeling the suffering.
在总结中，我想给那些正在遭受痛楚的一个建议。
I hate to seem insensitive because I seem to be advocating joy when some of us are really physically experiencing the grief.
在这样的时候，我推崇喜乐，似乎显得有点冷漠无情。
Yet I learned something from some Christian brothers.
然而，我从几位弟兄上学到了一些。
Which I think, you know, will help to understand this concept very well.
让我们能够更理解这个概念的东西。
There are some Jubilee, church members who enjoy fishing.
在我们当中有几位很热爱钓鱼的会友。
And for some of them, they will gather once a year for a fishing trip, for a few days out in the open sea.
他们一年一次会去举办几天的钓鱼行程。
I learned something just listening to their conversations about every upcoming trip.
从他们筹备下一趟行程中，我领悟到了一些事。
Even though the trip may be months away.
虽然那行程可能是几个月后
，In fact, they start talking about it 1 year before.
他们一年前就开始筹备。
And you know that they are physically not there yet.
他们还没有在那边。
But just looking at them talking about it.
只是光是看到他们
imagining the fishing.
谈到钓鱼的情景。
It brings them immense joy every time.
就带给他们无比的喜悦。
I know because I've seen their faces.
因为我看到他们的表情。
I can only call it indescribable joy.
就是无法描述的喜乐。
Because they tried explaining to me, you know, the fish line tugging, the fish cutting, and then the seasickness, and I failed to understand why is it so joyful.
他们形容揪着鱼线把鱼切割和晕船的表情，我真的无法理解为什么这是可以让他们如此喜乐的事。
As Peter says, this is indescribable and inexpressible joy.
真的是无法形容和难以描述的。
And I can imagine they probably has just as much fun, you know, sourcing for their fishing equipment.
他们对于采购钓鱼的工具。
Or have fun learning about hooks, you know, trying to do the baits.
预备鱼饵。
And then talking about their catches, you know, when the actual fishing, they have as much fun talking about all this as the actual fishing trip itself.
和在谈论收获时，这种喜乐，胜过真正的钓鱼行程。
And this is what I learned about.From these fishing brothers, and I hope maybe it might work for you.
我从他们身上学到的，可能会对你有帮助。
I learned that the planning of a trip is a crucial part of the visioning of the trip.
好好去规划行程是旅行中不能缺少的。
The vision of faith works best when we actually practice this faith with fellow Christians.
信仰的意向最佳效果是当我们与信徒们真正的实践这个信心。
And so to experience the joy of the final salvation now in the present moment,
要体验最后救赎的喜悦。
You can rejoice in the sharing with fellow Christians.
现在就与信徒们共享这份喜悦。
Talk with one another about your convictions and your hope.
分享你的信仰和盼望。
You believe you have this future.
你相信你有这个盼望。
And therefore you say, hey, what about you? How do you feel about it? Talk about it.
那你呢？让我们来一起分享。
And sing praises that declares our faith in the ultimate revelation.
唱诗歌宣告我们对最终启示的信心。
I'm glad that Pei Song select a few all these songs talking about this inexpressible, uncontainable joy.
就像今天早上的崇拜。
I guess what I'm trying to say is that when we share about our common vision,
当我们分享我们共同的意向，
this vision that we can see through our faith.
我们可以看从信中看到的。
It helps in making this eventual joy so real now.
这个意象助于使最终的喜乐更加真实。
And this is my Christian hope that brings me joy every time.
我的盼望带给我喜乐。
And if you want to share this joy that I have,
如果你也想拥有，
you just come along.